Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. When I was 8 years old, growing up in eastern Massachusetts, where the winter nights were long and dark and cold, there were times, especially after payday, when my dad would send me out at 7 at night to the corner bodega to buy a pint of ice cream. The bodega was only 2 blocks away. For me, it could have been 2,000 miles. I imagined the darkness was filled with robbers, murderers, and creatures that only Edgar Allan Poe could describe. I was the oldest son, so I couldn't tell my dad I was afraid. So I put my coat on and headed out the door, not sure if I'd return. When I got to the street, I could see the bodega in the distance. Between me and the bodega was a wasteland, with the only places of safety being under a streetlight. Not all the streetlights worked. I ran as fast as I could between each of these oases, and I was out of breath when I reached the bodega. Once inside, I was safe, at least temporarily. I got the ice cream and headed back out into no man's land. I carefully scanned my route for someone who'd kidnap me, stab me, or mug me for the ice cream. I'd be in big trouble if I didn't bring home the ice cream. When I reached my apartment building, cradling the ice cream like a football carried by a running back, I didn't look back. I knew at a deep level the evil ones were gaining. Now that's a true story. What does this have to do with grieving and healing? Well, it has a lot to do with it. We who experience our experienced grieving have our version of dark nights. In our personal dark night, we experience a great deal of suffering. Ask anyone who has lost someone they deeply love, and he or she can tell you what it's like to be trapped in the darkness. Our eyes are wide open, but the darkness is so complete we stretch our arms out in front of us, hoping to find purchase. We fear this darkness and seek to move out of it as quickly as we can. Yet if we befriend the darkness, we discover within it a strength we didn't know we possessed. We discover within ourselves a form of resilience. We learn that the darkness is our friend. Poet Rainer Maria Rilke, in his poem, You Darkness, speaks to the darkness and praises it. Here is his poem. You darkness that I come from, I love you more than all the fires that fence the world. For the fire makes a circle of light for everyone, and then no one outside learns of you. But the darkness pulls in everything, shapes and fires, animals and myself. How easily it gathers them, powers and people. And it is possible a great presence is moving near me. I have faith in nights. You know how it is when you enter a dark room. At first we get the sense that we are surrounded by darkness. There is no light. Light has given way to the darkness. Metaphorically, darkness has conquered the light. We feel a sense of defeat or abandonment. We overcome the darkness because we endure the darkness with patience and a peaceful spirit. The room gives up its light. We can see, our eyes adjusted to the darkness. The darkness has not won. The darkness could not defeat the light. Our room is no longer encased in darkness. We don't need a flashlight to walk around. We've become accustomed to the dark. This is the title of Emily Dickinson's poem, where she asserts the triumph of light over darkness. Here is her poem, We Grow Accustomed to the Dark. We grow accustomed to the dark when light is put away, and when neighbors hold the lamp to witness her goodbye. A moment we uncertain step for newness of the night, then fit our vision to the dark and meet the road erect, and so of larger darkness. Those evenings of the brain, when not a moon discloses a sign, a star comes out within. The bravest grope a little, and sometimes hit a tree, directly in the forehead. But as they learn to see, either the darkness alters, or something in the sight adjusts itself to midnight, and life steps almost straight. Yes, friend, our life steps almost straight. We no longer fear the darkness. We have proved to be its master. We walk toward tomorrow with a bounce in our step, confident that our best days are still in front of us. We can join with poet Langston Hughes in his poem, Walkers with the Dawn, and say, being walkers with the dawn and morning, walkers with the sun and morning, we are not afraid of night, nor days of gloom, nor darkness, being walkers with the sun and morning. I hope you enjoyed this poem by Langston Hughes. That's who we are. We are walkers with the sun and the morning. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Stay strong, be patient, and never quit. There's a new and wonderful day coming into your life, and you know it. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.